Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. The rapid pace of modern life has caused people to be perpetually tired, overwhelmed, and just so serious about everything in life. No doubt, we all face real-world challenges such as raising a family and making a living. But if we take life so seriously, we miss out on all the fun and beauty that life has to offer. I believe that returning to a childlike state can prevent us from falling into this trap. Reconnecting with our childlike sensibilities will not only add more joy to our lives, but empower us to dream big and take action on those dreams. In this episode, I outline some guidelines on identifying fun activities that you would most resonate with. You'll also see how getting in touch with your inner child can help you let go of limiting beliefs and live your life from a place of authenticity and faith. Four ways to channel your inner child. As I take a seat on a bench in front of Cinderella's castle on a cool November evening, an instant feeling of tranquility and bliss washes over me. I marvel at the glittering display of sparkling lights on the facade of the castle as I bite into a warm, freshly baked caramel-coated apple. After relishing the grandeur of the sight, I turn my attention towards my surroundings to soak in everything else around me. The sights, sounds, and smells were like cherries added to the top of a delectable sensory treat. I can hear the sounds of two toddler boys laughing as they chase each other during a game of tag. I see a little girl proudly prancing around like a peacock in her miniature Disney princess regalia. The soothing melodies of the songs that define my childhood playing in the background, and the whiff of cinnamon-flavored buns fresh from the ovens of a nearby bakery all wrap me up in a warm blanket of comfort. In my heart, I knew that this was a moment that I would treasure and return to in my thoughts. Although my visits to Disney parks have been a regular ritual for me and my family for many years, what I experienced that evening felt special. I felt connected to Walt Disney's spirit and his intention to create the happiest place on earth. A place where dreams are celebrated, where a sense of wonder and curiosity are encouraged, and where wholesome fun and family traditions are the norm. I believe that the world is in desperate need of places like this. The rapid pace of modern life has caused people to be perpetually tired, overworked, and overwhelmed by urgency and stress. Returning to our childlike state can not only heal these symptoms, but also help us live richer and fuller lives. When we arrived into this world, our minds were blank slates. But after enduring many years of mental conditioning, we lost touch with the gifts of that pure consciousness that we were born with. Our parents, teachers, or whoever had an impact on our thinking made us believe that life is a serious affair that requires a cautious and serious approach. Although there is some truth to that, it can water down our zest for life. No doubt, we all face real-world challenges such as raising a family, maintaining a steady flow of income, or dealing with the general ups and downs of life. But If we take life too seriously, we're prone to a zombie-like existence of going through the motions, unable to appreciate the rich colors and textures in the tapestry of life. There's a big difference between being childlike and childish. A childish behavior pattern is demonstrated by an unwillingness to face reality and take responsibility for one's actions. A childlike disposition, on the other hand, is demonstrated by a display of all the positive attributes retained from childhood, such as openness, curiosity, and play. We need to aim for reconnecting with our childlike sensibilities. Not only will it add more joy to our lives, but it will give us an empowering outlook that will push us to dream big and take action on those dreams. Over the years, I've developed several rituals and activities that give me plenty of opportunities to bring out my inner kid, such as scheduling playtime with my niece and nephew, watching animated movies, and playing board games with my friends. I encourage you to do the same. Here are some guidelines on identifying the activities that you would most resonate with. Number one, always be open to learning. Many people delude themselves into thinking that they know it all or that learning stops after they graduate from school or college. They miss out on the opportunities to broaden their horizons with new learning. Whether it's related to a career pursuit or something entirely different, such as a new language or art, the objective is to bring you back to a beginner's mindset. Number two, make play a priority in your life. Play pertains to any activity that you consider to be fun. Most people associate the word play with hobbies related to the arts or sports, which can either be enjoyed alone or with other people. Create your own list of activities that you consider to be play and schedule non-negotiable playtime during your week. Number three, maintain a sense of wonder. Children are a lot easier to impress than adults because they see everything from a place of wonder. Painful and tough experiences may have blocked our hearts, preventing us from appreciating the vibrancy and beauty of life. We need to reopen our heart space to recreate that sense of wow that felt magical to you as a child. Number four, stay hopeful and open to possibilities. Children wish upon stars because they know that if they truly believe in their dreams, their wish will come true. As adults, we need to tap into that childlike hope whenever we are ready to take a leap of faith in any area of our life, while staying open to whatever guidance and messages we receive as we try to find our way. Ultimately, getting in touch with our inner child is a way for us to let go of our limiting beliefs and social masks. We begin to live our life from a place of authenticity and faith in the unknown. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone! Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.